Section 1. Youth. Chapter 3. The Adoption.
The Master Woodsman suddenly rose, with knitted brows.
"There's a strange presence in the forest," he declared.
Then the Queen and her nymphs turned and saw standing before them Necile, with the sleeping infant clasped tightly in her arms and a defiant look in her deep blue eyes. And thus for a moment they remained, the nymphs filled with surprise and consternation, but the brow of the Master Woodsman gradually clearing, as he gazed intently upon the beautiful immortal who had willfully broken the law. Then the great Ak, to the wonder of all, laid his hand softly on Necile's flowing locks and kissed her on her fair forehead.
"For the first time within my knowledge," said he gently, "a nymph has defied me and my laws. Yet in my heart can I find no word of chiding. What is your desire, Necile?"
"Let me keep the child," she answered, beginning to tremble and falling on her knees in supplication.
"Here, in the forest of Burzee, where the human race has never yet penetrated?" questioned Ak.
"Here, in the forest of Burzee," replied the nymph boldly. "It is my home, and I am weary for lack of occupation. Let me care for the babe. See how weak and helpless it is. Surely it cannot harm Burzee, nor the Master Woodsman of the world."
"But the law, child, the law!" cried Ak sternly.
"The law is made by the Master Woodsman," returned Necile. "If he bids me care for the babe he himself has saved from death, who in all the world dare oppose me?"
Queen Zurline, who had listened intently to this conversation, clapped her pretty hands gleefully at the nymph's answer.
"You are fairly trapped, O Ak," she exclaimed, laughing. "Now, I pray you, give heed to Necile's petition."
The woodsman, as was his habit when in thought, stroked his grizzled beard slowly. Then he said,
"She shall keep the babe, and I will give it my protection. But I warn you all that as this is the first time I have relaxed the law, so shall it be the last time. Never more to the end of the world shall a mortal be adopted by an immortal. Otherwise would we abandon our happy existence for one of trouble and anxiety. Good night, my nymphs."
Then Ak was gone from their midst, and Necile hurried away to her bower to rejoice over her new-found treasure. End of Chapter 3. Recording by Jadapi. www.publicdomainaudiobooks.blogspot.com